This is KERA News. People across Texas have lost their jobs, or they're worried they might soon. As part of our One Crisis Away series, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge, KERA's Hadi Mawagdi spoke with a just unemployed man who explains what this new unknown feels like.
My name is John James. I've been with a hospitality company for 11 years now and just got put on furlough. I was a territory manager that worked with all of the hotel operation managers. So anything you see in a hotel, we sold, from soap, shampoo, linens, terries, to art on the wall, refrigerators, everything. With our industry, kind of knew this was coming on. We started bleeding the last couple of weeks, you know, no sales were coming in. Last week we got a conference call and 60% of the company was put on furlough. With my company, they are paying for my insurance. So that's one positive thing that I have, is I don't have to worry about my health care. Filing for unemployment, it's been tough. I went online, filled everything out that I needed to, and basically I get to a position where it bounced back and tells me to call a number. Now it says that the call frequency is too high, call back again. Tried doing that throughout the day yesterday, didn't get anywhere. This morning, I tried it for about 30 minutes, calling, went online. So that's where I'm at with that. And I have another coworker I talked to yesterday, same thing. We got to see how far this goes, but right now I feel okay. I don't feel defeated. I've done everything that I could do. With what's going on, it's out of our control. But we'll see if it continues this in a week or so. But I know it does take some time for them to start issuing money. So, you know, if this goes on a week or two, then, you know, I'll start worrying, because I do have stuff planned out financially, but the money I would get would be much needed. I feel that I feel more than confident that I'll survive. I'll get through it. You know, I have plenty of time. That's the one thing about it. I have plenty of time. A lot of time to self-reflect and see what's going on. And if I feel I need to make an adjustment, then I will.
And an update, John James was finally able to connect with the Texas Workforce Commission. He should start getting checks in the next couple of weeks.